From the Wits Media Studios in Sylmar, California, it's the Super Bush Podcast.
This episode of the Super Bush Podcast is brought to you by
Doug Allen's Used Marbles. They used to be beads and now they're marbles. Roll them on the ground. Don't put them in your mouth. Doug Allen's Used Marbles. What were they? What were they before they were marbles? I'm confused. Thank you all so much for clicking on this podcast. My name is Andrew Bush. I am the host and captain of the SS Topical News Ship that is the Super Bush Podcast. And we're about to launch into the Bay of Fun. Toot toot! All aboard! Watch your step! Now, if you're new to this podcast, I'm going to be doing some news stories, some serious, some funny. And if you would like to join in on the conversation, feel free to shoot an email over to me at superbushpodcast@gmail.com. That's superbushpodcast@gmail.com. And without further jibber jabber, let's get into it. Let's get into the news. Our first story. Yesterday, the New Orleans Police Department met with city council members in hopes of relocating their office headquarters, complaining that their current building they are in is decrepit and infested with rats. New Orleans Law Enforcement Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick set forward a motion to move this police station from its current location at 715 South Broad Street to a new downtown location, citing that the infestation of rodents had gotten so bad in the building that the rats were going into the back and eating drugs seized by police for evidence. She said, and I quote, "The rats are eating our marijuana and they are all high," end quote. That's something that she said before the city council. Reports from other officers also came in of rats needing to borrow some money from their brother-in-laws. "Just for a little bit, man. Just until I get my next paycheck, man." There are also reports of rats in the building talking about how time is really just a construct invented by us. And we've been here before. And time itself is all like cyclical, bro. What? Kind of a good thing, I guess, if you're awaiting trial and found out that a rat smoked all your meth.
"I can hear my teeth growing. I'm gonna eat my foot."
The council is expected to vote later on this week. Moving on. The state of Arizona has created a new government position in response to the increasing temperatures the state experiences every summer. This past Sunday, Eugene LeVar was hired by the Arizona Department of Health Services in this new position as Chief Heat Officer. Huh, interesting. Let me go look up what Eugene looks like here. Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. He is kind of hot. Eugene's previous position, of course, was as a petty heat officer specializing in thermostat regulations in the domestic sector. I'm glad to see all of his time studying temperature is really paying off for him. This is a new position that the Arizona state government created. I have no idea what he could have possibly put in his cover letter to get him the job. What does he write?
"I like my job like I like my coffee. I like my job like I like my Miami basketball sports teams. I like my job like I like a 1995 movie directed by Michael Mann starring Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, and John Voight."
Okay, I'm just going to say, if you guys don't know the movie Heat, that is a very deep cut. I hope if you knew the movie Heat, that joke was worth it. When polled, residents of Maricopa County and the surrounding areas had a positive response to the government adding this chief heat officer position. One resident in particular, Frederick Higgins, said of the new position, quote,
"Oh my God, it's so hot here. Why did I move to the middle of the desert? My feet are burning. My feet are burning."
End quote. All jokes aside, Maricopa County, which includes Phoenix, had a total of 579 total confirmed cases of death due to heat-related causes last year. So I just wanted to say good luck to Eugene, and I hope that he helps people stay safe and cool this summer. Moving on. This week, a new study conducted by researchers at Brown University in Rhode Island found that a lack of focus does not equate to a lack of intellect. The researchers utilized a focus and filter test involving a cognitive task where participants observed a mass of moving dots in different colors and were asked to identify certain patterns of colors among them. After the participants were finished, they did something, and then I guess they filled out a form or had to identify something. I don't really know. I kind of lost focus halfway through reading. Really, I just kind of want to go outside and play. It's a beautiful day outside. Anyways, what were we talking about? Right, the study concluded that those who lose focus are still smart as heck. Or something, I don't know. Moving on. Now, this next story is kind of bizarre, not usually the kind of story that I cover, but it was a pretty slow news day, so here it is. Kate Middleton, you know, the Princess of Wales married to old Prince William, has admitted to using Photoshop in order to alter a family photo. Oh yes, I agree with you, Dramatic Sting. On Monday, the Princess of Wales apologized on social media for any confusion after she said she edited a Mother's Day photograph of her and her children. This caused immediate alarm for myself, thinking, holy hell, was last Sunday Mother's Day? What the hell? I didn't get anything for my mom. I am never going to hear the end of it. She's going to be so mad. I can't believe I forgot. Oh my God. As it turns out, Mother's Day in the United States isn't until May 12th, but in the United Kingdom, they celebrate the day on March 10th, adding to a long list of shit the Brits continue to do wrong. So again, this entire story is, woman takes picture with her children, puts it on social media, and then has to apologize later because people say it looks Photoshopped, and then the woman admits that it is Photoshop, and everyone in the UK is like, what a bitch, how dare she edit her photos? We want to see what her ugly ass family looks like, and I don't give a shit if she is famous. Now, there is more controversy about this than I am admitting, so here it is. Kate, and yeah, I'm gonna call her just Kate, because I don't give a shit what the English think. Y'all put fucking beans on your toes, so I really don't care. Kate had abdominal surgery this past week, and no one has seen her go outside, so rumors are going crazy that her abdominal surgery went haywire, and now she's part cyborg, or she's got a crazy kangaroo stomach installed in there, that she died, and now they have a new Kate Middleton imposter walking around, and then this picture just makes it seem like she could be in a complete imposter because it was edited. Anyways, that's the story. I'm off to go call my mother, or shall I say, mummy, to wish her a happy British Mother's Day. We'll celebrate by eating crumpets and stealing spices from an Indian grocery store. Final story. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, has unveiled a design for a message heading to Jupiter's moon Europa. They're calling it a message in a bottle. The Europa Clipper spacecraft is set to take off in October and will carry with it a richly layered dispatch that includes more than 2.6 million names submitted by the public. Again, we're talking about sending this to Europa, a moon orbiting around Jupiter, the largest planet in the solar system. This moon in particular shows strong evidence of having an ocean underneath its icy crust, with more than twice the amount of water of all of Earth's oceans combined. A triangular metal plate on the spacecraft will have a communication piece describing Earth's connection to Europa through the commonality of having water. So, what NASA does is they send these messages with this information on their spacecraft just in case one day it comes in contact with intelligent life forms. This is really cool. I want to talk some more about what they're sending. Part of the artifact will have an engraving in the metal surface from the U.S. poet laureate Ada Limon, a handwritten poem entitled In Praise of a Mystery, a Poem for Europa. This is a poem that we're putting on a spacecraft to send to this moon. If you're unfamiliar with the poem, I found it on the internet, and I wanted to play this for you.
In Praise of Mystery, a Poem for Europa. Arching under the night sky, inky with black expansiveness, we point to the planets we know. We pin quick wishes on stars. From Earth, we read the sky as if it is an unerring book of the universe, expert and evident. Still, there are mysteries below our sky. The whale song, the songbird singing its call in the bough of a wind-shaken tree. We are creatures of constant awe. Curious at beauty, at leaf and blossom, at grief and pleasure, sun and shadow. And it is not darkness that unites us, not the cold distance of space, but the offering of water. Each drop of rain, each rivulet, each pulse, each vein. Oh, second moon, We too are made of water, of vast and beckoning seas. We too are made of wonders, of great and ordinary loves, of small, invisible worlds, of a need to call out through the dark.
Wow. Wow. You hear that, you stupid water aliens? We're coming for your water, for your sweet, sweet moist. That's right, we're going to be sending Nestle to send rockets up next. Give us that liquid wet. Honestly, that poem was incredible and inspiring, and that's why they say, you know, you got to send poets to space. I don't know how the water aliens will react when they hear that, but if I were them, I'd probably say, I really want to try this poetry thing. If listeners can indulge me for just a minute, because I actually was inspired listening to that. And I want to write a poem for Europa, too. There once was a place called Europa. It was out there, floating in space. We thought a visit would be really dopa. We'd go there and check out the place. It'd be covered in water and ice, kinda like the Arctic on Earth. If there were penguins, it really would be nice. If I was a tourist, I'd get a cool shirt. It'd say, I traveled real far to go and visit on Jupiter's moon, and all I got was this shirt, but it's better than the planet of Dune. 'Cause Chalamet, I think he's a twink, and honestly, I guess I would blow him. But I forgot about Europa, I think. Say, what did you think of my poem? Thank you. Thank you. And thank you all for listening to the Super Bush Podcast. That's going to do it for me today. Hopefully you can listen in tomorrow and all this week for your fun news. And make sure that you tune in this Friday, because I'm going to be doing a live show. And there's going to be a lot of mistakes, I'm sure. Send me your thoughts as well. Superbushpodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's superbushpodcast@gmail.com. And remember, don't stare at the sun, because the sun has pretty good lawyers and is not afraid to bring up a sexual harassment lawsuit. Have a wonderful rest of your day, everyone. I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.